Okay, so this is a presentation that really takes longer than 30 minutes, and so I'm going to not go through every single slide that I have, but I wanted you to have the information because I think it's important. So when we start out, I recognize, and I think you recognize, that school districts, charter schools, private, every school has an interest in making sure that the employees that they hire are good people working with their children. And as a result of that, we have a very regulated area of criminal background checks. If you look at the statute that authorizes school districts to do criminal background checks, there are requirements of confidentiality, there are requirements of retention and destruction that actually you should probably look at to make sure you are doing appropriately, because you are really supposed to destroy your criminal background information after a certain amount of time. And I think we want this information, even though we know that it's regulated, we have an interest in making sure that sex offenders are not coming into our campuses. That's why a lot of you have the Raptor system, where you take the, you know, license and make sure that at least you know who is coming on your campus. The EEOC guidance has complicated this landscape a little bit, and it shocked me when I went ahead and looked at the guidance again, which is attached in your materials, and realize that we are on the 2-year anniversary of the EEOC guidance, and we still refer to it as the new EEOC guidance, because I think we are not willing or wanting to really say that it's been around and we are going to comply with it. But there have been some developments in this area that I'm going to talk about. So we need authorization. You, as school districts, your clients need authorization in order to conduct criminal background checks, and you have it, and this is the law that says that you are allowed, school districts are allowed to conduct criminal background checks. Without this authorization, you wouldn't be able to do it.